It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Oh, sorry, I didn't turn Elle on.
Oh,
my bad. Gosh, great start.
We did start so well. We are joined with Alice of Freya.
Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Happy to have you here.
So happy. You've picked some absolute bangers.
Yes.
So excited to talk about them.
Bangers is crazy for folk music.
Yeah, more like devastating, heart-wrenching.
Let me recant that from the record. Maybe like beautiful, introspective, emotional tracks. Oh, yep. Not going well. Anyway, but before we talk about that, let's talk about you. Soph and I have been listening to your debut album.
Oh, yes.
Of Water All Day. It's so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
It's so great.
How does it feel to have it out there?
It's amazing. It's been many years in the process, so it's amazing to kind of have such emotional songs fully out in the world. It's kind of cathartic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, speaking on that, your first kind of release-ish period was in 2021.
Yeah.
You've taken a break. What did you do with that time away, and what has that kind of done for your process, the music, and like this project that's just come out?
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful question, because the EP I released in 2021, I was 17, and most of the songs I had written when I was like 15. So pretty young, and I would say immature in comparison. So now this album is kind of the first time actually that I've been writing heartbreak songs having actually experienced heartbreak, which was pretty major in terms of the emotional difference that it makes. Mm-hmm. And I think I was kind of on the mark and I was getting the right kind of emotions, but it was interesting to really be able to pull from specific experiences this time.
Mm.
And yeah, I think my sound overall matured and developed from the stuff I was listening to, becoming a better writer overall. Yeah.
Totally. And this segment is all about kind of introducing and getting insight into an artist's like taste, as well as how that's informed potentially their music as well. For you, to what extent does the music that you listen to inspire your process? Do they kind of feed into each other?
I think so, definitely. I mean, this project, it was Adrienne Lenker that was my number one inspiration. And it was like discovering her in between those processes, those projects, really like shaped what kind of sound I was aiming for.
Mm.
Like I got more into the folk sound itself. Like before I would say I was doing kind of soft pop maybe.
Mm.
But this is more like pure folk and more complex guitar rhythms and interesting melody choices, kind of inspired by those more advanced musicians that I was listening to of that genre. Yeah,
totally. Oh, I'm so excited to talk more about Adrienne Lenker because we're both big fans, but she's everything. We're starting off with a track from Joni Mitchell, who's also a great.
Yes,
we're gonna hit it and then talk a little bit more about it, but this is A Case of You off the album
Blue.
Before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. With your face sketched on it twice. Oh, you're in my blood like
Oh, she's just so great. I love her voice.
Amazing.
And kind of just Joni has, close and personal friend Joni, has such a vast discography, and she goes to so many different places.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously this is off such an iconic album, but why this track in particular for you?
Yeah, I think this is the one that always hit me the most in my heart. And I think, especially in terms of writing, it's her melodic choices. It's how she's jumping all over the place, hitting those high notes, running around everywhere. That's like so interesting to me as a singer to kind of work to replicate or just aspire to. It's really clever.
Totally, especially speaking on her vocal style, which I think maybe not a lot of people will be able to like hear it, but it's hard to do what she does vocally.
Crazy, she's jumping everywhere.
And she does it so effortlessly.
100%. And I want to kind of touch on this album a little bit more. Of Water feels like such an intimate body of work, which you kind of touched on earlier, which of course is so reflective of like your process with it. You started off with just yourself and an acoustic guitar, and that is such an intimate experience with yourself. But for recording this album, you worked with Harry Charles Leatherby and added these layers of electronic and ambient texture. For you, how did you go about translating the kind of vulnerability and rawness of the songs in the recording process?
That's a really good question. I think part of it is definitely in the booth. I usually only do one vocal take. So all the way through, and I kind of accept imperfections instead valuing like the emotional delivery and being able to really get in the moment and not having it be like a clean, clinical, perfectly cut take, but rather that expression of it. So it's more aligned with like how I write it, and how I perform it and how it can actually express that emotion that's in it.
That's a beautiful way of expressing that. I like that it's all in one take.
Because
I think like particularly for like, I don't know, a singer-songwriter, folky, like, music that is kept quite raw in recording, it's nice for that to, like, stay.
Exactly. And to try and keep that through all of the polishing processes that you go through when making an album.
Totally.
To kind of keep prioritizing that.
Totally. 100%. Oh, we're going to move on to a track by Faye Webster. Another queen. So many queens.
All of them, apparently.
We're playing a track off the album Atlanta Millionaires Club. Great album. Had my fair share of time with this album. It's so good. But we're going to play a track called Hurts Me Too. We'll hit that one now.
She's tired of my sad songs, but loving you has only made me cry twice or so. The day that I said I loved you, you didn't say it in return. That was the day I realized that silence is actually heard.
I wanted to talk a little bit about a specific track from your album, Waiting Voice Memo. It's such an intimate recording, kind of on the theme of that underproduced quality of your music that we talked about just before. Tell us a little bit about the moment in that you recorded it, because famously a voice memo, so I'm assuming out of the studio. Tell us a little bit about that.
I was just in my room, as I often am. It was probably late at night, as I often do when I write, and I have this little, I call it my poof, it's like a kind of cushiony couch in the corner of my room by the big windows, and it was like pouring rain outside, and I was like totally in my creative flow zone, and that was just actually just a freestyle. So I came up with a little guitar part, And then I was just singing, freestyling over it, and that's a little snippet of that evening. And usually I take voice memos when I'm first writing a song. So that's like the first original birthing of that whole vibe.
That's so amazing that ended up on the album. Yeah. Such a beautiful moment to kind of, yeah, just end up on your finished work. It's so gorgeous.
Thank you. I love it.
And a lot of the music that you've picked is highly emotional.
Yes.
Famously of our favorite genre, the sad girl music
100%.
Genre.
100%. Yeah.
And for you, because music, obviously, that we listen to is quite emotional. Is the writing process a similar kind of feeling, or is it different in any way for you?
It's definitely emotional, yeah. I turn to my guitar in my most emotionally devastated moments, and it's like definitely a processing tool. Like often I'll write a song, and since it's quite an intuitive freestyling process, sometimes things will come out and then I'll understand about myself better by analyzing what I sang, even if I didn't really know it before. So it's an amazing tool for emotional processing and expression.
Wow, gorgeous. For sure. Therapy,
totally.
Pick up a guitar.
Exactly.
100%. Oh, we're going to move on to the woman that inspired it all. Yes. Adrienne Lenker.
She was my number one for this album.
Oh, I get you. I'm excited to talk about it. we've picked a track off the album Songs, the most, I think, known Adrienne Lenker album.
Mm-hmm.
We've picked To Reverse today. Great track. Let's hear it. Just been talking a little bit about Adrienne Lenker in the break, the like 30-second break there. but she's just so special. Her music, Elle, you said that really beautifully. Do you want to?
What did I say? Oh, yeah. No, I can say it. I just think she has a really beautiful way of writing music that kind of punctuates your life and makes you remember certain moments with people. I just said to Soph, we once were driving in my car playing Simulation Swarm, and I just remembered, that feeling of like how much I love my good friend Soph. And I don't know, it's just that music elevates the emotion of that moment.
Totally. Yeah. For you, Alice, what's like kind of your relationship with her? Because obviously it's like a deep bond like us as well.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely emotional, but I think mostly inspirational for me. Like hearing her genius poetic lyrics, she's so insane with that. Like she'll describe the most devastating emotional thing with the most abstract poetic lyric. And then also the guitar was major. She's just insane on those rhythms and the melodies that she's choosing. And I love how the guitar is almost kind of singing with her voice. That's something that I really like looked up to for sure.
She's so inspirational. I think like even if you don't even play music, like
Definitely. She's
got that effect on people.
For sure.
We got a really cute text in saying, yeah, the fucking girls, while we've been talking, which is really nice, and kind of leads on nicely to my next question. There is this running theme of strong female vocalists and songwriters here. Do you feel most inspired by other women in music?
I think so. I think, you know, this genre and what I've kind of tried to pay homage to in these picks is that it's a specific genre of female confessional folk, which is, I think, very specific to the female experience and female emotions. And it's a very feminine way to express yourself, I think. And that's definitely like something that as a young musician was always like I was more drawn to female singers. And now I take my inspiration from them because they just do it so well.
They do.
They really do.
And that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Great transition into playing a track from your album. For anyone just tuning in, we've been chatting to Alice of Freya. For What's Cooking, she's been playing us some tracks from some great, amazing artists. We had Joni Mitchell, we had Faye Webster, and we just had Adrian Lenker. And now we're going to hear a track from you.
Yeah.
We're going to play Satin versus Overripe Fruit. Tell us a bit about this song and the writing of this track.
This one, it's probably my most rhythmically interesting song in the guitar part, which was a really fun challenge. And then the lyrics, it's kind of romantic and kind of morbid and kind of devastating all at once. So it's like, basically the title Saturn versus Overripe Fruit illustrates it best, I think. It's Saturn, the patriarchal planet of time and oppression and crushing energy, versus Overripe Fruit, which is like everything tender and vulnerable and bruised and needy. So I think it really encapsulates a big theme in all of my songs, but this one kind of sums it up really well.
That's so beautiful. I'm so excited to play it. Let's play it right now. This is Saturn versus Overripe Fruit by Freya, who we've got in the studio. What a treat.
That was Saturn versus Overripe Fruit, And we have Freya, who wrote that song, in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in, Alice.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been so glorious. You've picked some really beautiful songs. I think Soph and I were so delighted when we saw what you picked. Yay. So thank you so much.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing. That was What's Cooking. We've got the news coming up soon. You're on BFM.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.